Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Rob Rourke of Texas saying hello and howdy. I'm wondering how y'all are doing. Well, first off, I want to apologize about not being on the show yesterday. We had a few little mix-ups here and there. And as I got a little mix-up right here now. Just want to say we're going to do our rehash show. We're extending the time period from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. Well, what can one say about what's new in politics? Except to say, have you felt trumped lately? And so, what you're probably thinking, what does he mean by that? Well, try it this way. I can get this up. Something's going on with my computer. Well, basically, Donald Trump is saying, didn't disagree with somebody who said, called President Obama a Muslim, who was pro-Muslim, and he's from the Muslim faith. And she didn't trust him. But she can trust Donald Trump. That says a lot right there. But what is going on? I'm having a little technical difficulties here, folks. What in the Samuel? All right, here we go. Okay. Well, let's see. We got the little ball rolling. Sorry for those technical difficulties. The point is this. Donald Trump said, why does he have to make obligation to the president or be obligated, make a response to the president every time someone opens their mouth? I know I'm probably misquoting and paraphrasing here, but I had a news article. That's not the one I wanted. I had something here. And I was going to go show it off, and I'm having a whole lot of difficulty. I don't understand what in the world is going on. Okay, let's see. Wrong one. That's why. Wrong. I was looking at the wrong one. Well, let me just start that over. Say, Mr. Trump has come up with an idea of putting his foot in his mouth again. What is going on? Well, let's just miniaturize this and see what's going on. Get out of it. Yes, here it comes. Well, it was here. Well, I am back on still. Mr. Trump basically, in a questionnaire at a town hall meeting, was asked the woman said, I don't trust Barack Obama. I don't trust this Iran deal. I think the president is not an American. He's a Muslim. And Trump's not saying anything. He's not disagreeing with him. Basically, I could say it this way. That's why. I'm getting a non-response. Well, we need to get some correction here, folks. No, that's not. What is going on with his computer right now? Oh, come on. All things I've got a Mozilla Firefox not responding on my computer. and my signal is not good. Okay, restart program. We're starting over. Okay, Internet Explorer is restarting sometime today. Picture of myself and my favorite little shortcake. And shortcake, if you were listening, please keep on this. Let's see what we can do. Restore session. Internet Explorer is still at it. Oh, it looks like we've got a possibility of a winner coming. Sometime today. Come on. Where is... Don't you love it when you get all these little notions that seem to turn the screen off on the computer as you have to go through all these steps? Modern technology does not seem that much different from Washington bureaucracy. So let's see what we can get up on a screen, period. Well, basically, Mr. Trump has gone and put his foot in his mouth again. He's talked about how he doesn't have to defend anything that anybody says or how he reacts to them. And he's being very defiant in it. Well, what? So what else is new with Donald Trump? Let's get back on the show if we can. Oh, come on. I'll shut this down. Folks, I'm going to have to sign off for a minute or two and call and come right back. So please excuse all this. See what we can do to correct it. Get this. Let's just go ahead and sign off. Okay, here we go again. What in the sand hill? And yes, this is Rob Rorka, Texas, and I apologize for the technical problems. I am not 100% sure what happened, but let's see what we can do. We got about 9.5 minutes out of a 30-minute show. Let's see what we can bring about. Well, like I was saying, while the interruptions were coming about, Donald Trump was putting his foot in his mouth again. He's proclaiming that he does not have to account to anybody, and people have the right to say what they want. Yeah, he's right on one point. The Constitution says we have the right to freedom of speech. But I think what he misses is the fact that we out there, we're looking at ideas. We're not looking at insults. We're looking at a way to get to fix America, to make a new difference in the lives of all Americans. And to bash somebody is, that's not a way to get elected. It just means, Donald, this is something you can't sell, period. It says something that you cannot sell. I myself on the other side of the coin, yeah, I'm a struggling candidate for Congress. And I want to put ideas before the people. That's why I have this show. I believe in the idea of advocating for ideas. And we are trying to do our best to present those ideas. Because quite frankly, I think in the idea, in a way of defining a means of fixing America, I think one way to do that is to talk to America. And we can do that. We need ideas. We need leaders to push ideas. We need ideas like, for lack of better description, let's try my education plan. We need a set of standards within the Department of Education. We need to change their culture from red tape to challenging our students to learn. And we can do that if we decide that we can allow the teachers to teach, not to say, here, you can only do X, Y, and Z when you need to go A through Z. We can do it, we can fix America by limiting government outreach in education. We can use that government outreach to also influence lower courts, as into how they perceive the idea of the notion, as in family courts. I've advocated for the idea of an Equal Parental Rights Act. Matter of fact, this past legislative session, I gave testimony before the committee. There was hearing this House Bill 2363, and it passed. I believe mine was a contributing my testimony was a contributing factor. And I believe in an idea that I'm calling Devon's Law. It's been revised several times, but I did further research, and I found in Title 4D of the Social Security Act, that talked about child support paid and child support received, and and who gets an income tax deduction for it. Well, I'm not trying to side with one side or the other. It's our intention, once we go to Washington, to introduce and seek passage of a bill redefining that status, as in changing from one side getting the deduction to both sides getting a 50-50 split of that same deduction, where the standard deduction, if I remember correctly, is $3,950, as in $3,950, they'll get half of that, each side, which roughly comes out to 1975 plus change, if I remember correctly. I don't have a calculator in front of me, so please don't hold me to that. But the idea is equalization. Because if one can think about it, those divorced dads out there, I know a lot of you feel, and I can think of a couple right off that probably want to yell, it's not my fault, it's hers. They amend their few that want to, for lack of better discretion, storm the Alamo once again. And then there are the rest of us who believe in the idea of staying in our children's lives. That's all I want, is to stay in my daughter's life. Even if I'm on the sidelines of her life, I want to be there. And I want her to know that. And know that I'm trying. And I'm fighting for what I believe is right by her. That's why I want to seek passage of Devon's Law. And as far as the security of our southern border, yes, we need an immigration plan, yes. But we also need a plan that says we're going to bring about a sense of security on the border to stop illegal contraband crossing, which can mean anything from guns to people. We create intelligence task force along the border, one task force per state, consisting of law enforcement from local, county, state, and federal levels. And they operate to gather intelligence about contraband flowing. That also includes the Border Patrol. And they have it to where they gather intelligence and act upon that intelligence, whether it be passing intelligence on from one state to the next or stopping the contraband movement along the border. And the idea is, you know, I could say it this way. If you were to draw a line from Houston to Los Angeles, then I'm willing to bet Washington does not understand what goes on the southern, below that line. Let's make it a little more interesting. Maybe we can find something, find it to way it would pass, to way this idea would pass, by calling for, tax assistance to small businesses who hire foreign nationals and they can, who can then talk them into taking in naturalization courses to become American citizens. For every family they can get to take, for every family of their employee, family member of their employees they can get to take the classes and pass, they will respect that small business will receive a tax deduction. Most of these classes are given free. So why can't this be utilized? And we'll give the foreign nationals who want to come here, live here, and those who are already here, a front door becoming American citizens. And, well, I wish we could talk longer. We had the time, but I'm not too sure exactly what happened. But, hey, I just want to give a quick shout-out to my favorite kiddo in Virginia. Shortcake, if you are listening, and hopefully you are, I don't want you to forget, I do love you. And I'm doing everything I can to fight for what I believe is right by you. And to the rest of you out there, hey, check the schedule. We are going to take a flyer on a month, 30-day free notice for an upgrade in status on Blog Talk Radio. So check the schedule and see what we can do. I'll check you all later. Have a nice day. Bye.